Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the XT Global Infotech Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Rick Capital. We have with us today from the XT Global Infotech Limited management, Mr. Ramarao Mullapudi, CEO, President and Director, Mr. Raghuram Kusaluri, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Sridhar Pentela, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone about the disclaimer related to this conference call. Today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature based on management's current beliefs and expectations. It must be viewed in conjunction with the risk that our business faces that could cause our future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what may be expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Raghuram Kusaluri, Chief Financial Officer, for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, and thank you for joining the XT Global Infotech Limited Quarter 1's Financial Year 25-26 Earnings Conference Call. We appreciate your time and presence today. I trust you have had the opportunity to review the financial results, investor presentation, and press release available on our website as well as the NSE and BSE portals. To begin, I will provide a brief update on the current sector trends, followed by an overview of the company's operational and financial performance. In mid-2025, the world economy is moving through a phase of moderate growth, though momentum remains uneven across regions. In the United States, expansion is holding at around 2% as higher interest rates temper corporate spending, even as the labor market stays robust. Europe faces sluggish activity due to stubborn services, inflation, and weak manufacturing output. In Asia, India stands out with GDP growth above 6%, supported by strong domestic demand and government capital expenditure, while China's economy is stabilizing after a slow post-pandemic recovery. Although global inflationary pressures have eased, underlying price growth is developed markets persists, keeping central banks cautious about interest rate cuts. To capture these opportunities, we are strengthening our AI and intelligent automation offerings, expanding into premium consulting services, and broadening our client portfolio to reduce geographic dependency. We believe the combination of our sector recovery, targeted positioning, and operational discipline provides a solid foundation for sustained growth in the coming quarters. Next, for operational performance. XT Global began financial year 26 on a strong note recording both quarter-on-quarter and year-on-year growth in revenue and profitability. This momentum was supported by the addition of 10 new client accounts, improved margins, and greater operational efficiency, even as we continue to invest in retaining key talent and strengthening our strategic capabilities. Our core offerings remain centered on automation through the Circlus platform, cloud and ERP services, and finance and accounts outsourcing. These focus areas are well aligned with the broader industry recovery, particularly in BFSI, healthcare, manufacturing, and digital transformation. Employee costs for the quarter were 46 crore 52 lakh on a consolidated basis, higher due to ESOP expenses, ESOP expenses, and targeted investments in specified talent. However, in our industry, the global IT services sector is entering a measured recovery in financial year 26 after a softer financial year 25. We are witnessing a pickup in large deal activity driven by the restart of digital transformation programs, faster cloud adoption, and the growing use of artificial intelligence and process automation. Enterprises are also focusing on cost efficiency, prompting greater outsourcing to India, with BFSI, healthcare, and manufacturing emerging as the most active growth verticals. We remain alert to the challenges ahead, including pricing pressure, wage inflation, currency fluctuations, and geopolitical trade measures. Recent US tariff changes on select technology imports could raise hardware costs for American clients and delay certain infrastructure projects. However, this also enhances the appeal of offshore managed services as businesses look to contain expenses and preserve project viability. Looking forward, we are aiming for margin enhancement as utilization improves, attrition levels stabilize, and hiring remains disciplined. Our strong deal pipeline is concentrated in high potential areas such as cloud services, automation, and AI-driven solutions. We also see meaningful growth potential in the offshoring of finance and accounting roles from US companies. Disciplined cost management helped support margin recovery. We'll scale our intelligent automation capabilities through Oracle and Microsoft partnerships, capture the growing US offshoring opportunity in finance and accounts outsourcing to build high margin recurring revenue, and maintain an agile delivery model to enhance client responsiveness while sustaining operational excellence. Coming to company financial performance during the first quarter of financial year 2026, so XT Global posted strong consolidated results. Revenue came in at 92 crore 30 lakhs, up 6% from 87 crore 4 lakh in the previous quarter, and 87.2% higher than 49 crore 30 lakh a year ago. The sharp growth was driven by higher demand in automation and finance and accounts outsourcing, along with new client wins. Consolidated EBITDA was 66 crore 61 lakhs, up 61.1% from last quarter and 18% from last year, with margins improving 7.2%. EBIT rose to 4 crore 91 lakh, more than double last quarter, and 34.7% year-on-year, while net PAT reached 3 crore 73 lakhs, almost triple the last quarter, and 72.4% higher than last year. Margins improved thanks to better efficiency and cost control, though they were slightly lower than last year because of higher employee expenses, including ESOP costs. On a standalone basis, revenue was 17 crore 77 lakh, a 2% increase from 17 crore 43 lakhs last quarter, but 3.5% lower than the same quarter last year. The company's focus on automation platforms, cloud migration, and targeted sector-specific solutions helped keep revenue stable despite the year-on-year dip. Standalone profitability improved sharply. EBITDA jumped to 2 crore 52 lakhs from 88 lakh last quarter, almost tripling. Margins improved to 14.2% from 5% last quarter due to better utilization and tighter cost control. EBIT rose to 1 crore 75 lakh from 8.4 lakh, with margins increasing to 9.9% from 0.5%. PAT came in at, profit after tax came in at 1 crore 52 lakh, a big improvement from last quarter, but 23.6% lower than last year due to higher operating costs. This rebound shows better execution and a stronger focus on improving margins. With this, I would like to conclude and open the floor for any questions. Thank you all.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. If anyone wishes to ask a question, may press star and one. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Madhu Sharma from SK Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, EBITDA and PAT saw a sharp jump this quarter despite modest revenue growth. Can you break down the operational factors that drove this margin expansion and whether you see it sustaining in the near term?
Can you please come again?
Yeah, Raghu, do you want to take... go ahead.
Yeah, madam, can you please come again?
Yes, sir. So my question was, EBIT and PAT saw a sharp jump this quarter despite modest revenue growth. Can you break down the operational factors that drove this margin expansion and whether you see it is sustaining in the near term?
Yes, yes, yeah. So the major, due to cost control, even though the margin is marginal, revenue growth is standalone. You are talking about standalone. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay. Yeah, let me prevent the breakup for that. So there is a sharp decline in other expenses, so that contributed to that margin.
Okay, sir.
Let me.
Last
quarter it is 166 lakh other expenses, so now it is 122 lakhs.
Okay, sir.
And ESOP expenses also, last quarter we booked 154 lakhs, now this quarter 60 lakhs only. That also contributed to the increase in profit.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir. And second question is, what were the key... what were the key differentiator factors that helped us to win U.S. contract recently? And how do you plan to leverage this success for future international government contracts?
Yes, yeah. Mr. Rama Malupadi will answer this question. Yeah. Rama, about this recent contract
Yes, thanks, madam, for asking the question. So for U.S. government contracts, right, the last year or the last several years, we were always focusing on the private sector, never ventured into government. But beginning of last year, we had an opportunity to win a contract for circulars on the government sector we thought like, why don't we go on the RFP on the government side? So this year we took an effort to start, did the proposal, and then we were able to win this good contract. And we are actually in the toll industry, supporting toll clients. So this, the win this, what we got is the Texas Department of Transportation Division. So that was a good client for us, and then we believe that we will continue to win these kind of opportunities, and we'll continue to focus on the government sector, which we haven't ever focused earlier, as we are only mainly focusing on the private sector. But we are right now assembling a team to focus on the government sector as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
To add to that further, madam, actually we are strengthening, we have already strengthened our on-site sales team.
to approach different government sectors and also to bag this big contracts. So we are focusing on that increased expenditure in consolidated to that extent is increased that sales force.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Keshav Sharma from VP Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello, I'm audible.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. And first of all, sir, congratulations on good set of numbers.
Thank you, sir.
And sir, I can see that on consolidated level, the revenue jumped 87% year on year from 41 crores to 92 crores. So is there any new project or acquisition? What is the reason?
Yes. Yeah. Main reason is that consolidated, that has been made it clear in the notes. So this year, Network Objects, till now it is an associated company. Now that has become subsidiary to HT Global Infotech Limited. It is also an US company. So since it has become subsidiary, we have to add the top line as well. So that revenue also added. That is one of the factors for that drastic increase in top line.
So this new acquisition, which sector or domain is it is focusing more on?
Yeah, it is also into IT and IT, yes. They are very, they have that expertise in SAP implementations.
Okay. And so, can you, give me the margins and profitability of this new acquisition, how it will add to the consolidated?
Yeah, definitely that whatever profits they are going to earn, that subsidiary is going to earn 51%. Belongs to our company, HT Global Infotech Limited. So whatever top line, out of that around...
Top line is about $25 million, right?
Around 22, Rama, $22 million.
$22 million top line for a year, for the last
year.
Yes.
What is the future growth outlook of this particular acquisition? Can you put some, you can light on it? What will be the revenue growth of this acquisition?
We are also focusing on this SAP implementations that will also give us, we are not into SAP implementation, HT Global, in fact. So this will definitely give us some leverage to approach other markets into SAP and other ERPs. HT Global, in fact, is very strong in Oracle implementations. So this will definitely add one more famous ERP worldwide, that SAP. So that will definitely give us an edge, and we have our own product surplus. So that can also be integrated with SAP ERPs. Their expertise will also help us to integrate surplus product into that SAP ERPs as well.
So
definitely this will
help
us to... Yes.
Okay, sir. And sir, I recently viewed your press release on AI integration. So, can you share your thoughts on that?
We started Swenday in the AI side, right? As a company, we have focused investing on the AI as well as, and we had appointed one of our senior executives to lead our AI team. And in fact, right, we are actually in submitting quite a few responses in RFP for the AI related projects. which we expect to win in the near future. So our growth strategy involves digital transformation, AI, and Azure, cloud stuff, right? That's what our focus area is being, with the traditional revenue continue to come. And our the biggest thing, we have our product, accounts payable automation surplus product, which is a SaaS product, has a lot of opportunity to enhance the product with AI capabilities as well. So those are the things that we are looking on the AI side right now.
Sir, as you have mentioned that AI, it must be using a lot of hardware and costing. So this costing versus the employee cost, what do you think that AI or employee cost, which would be more beneficial to the company?
Definitely the one that we have right now on the surplus, because of the cost of AI is not at reduced in the implementation, we believe that the overall operation efficiency-wise, when you look at it, is definitely on the client's perception-wise for our product, definitely AI would benefit. The fact is that the main product surplus actually uses manpower in India, and because of that, a lot of government sector companies or a public sector or non-profits may not want to have human touch in there, so they outside, especially offshore human touch, so they are resistant to sign up, whereas if we have changed that into AI capabilities with no human touch offshore, that would help us get the product into public sector as well. So that would be definitely beneficial for us. But as you look at the straightforward cost-wise also, we believe that there is the opportunity to benefit over a period of time on the cost savings as well on that.
Sir, my last question is that what other projects are in the pipeline to be expected?
Yes, definitely we have, say, ongoing sales efforts on several areas. As our CFO has explained, we won 10 new logos last quarter alone in finance and accounting automation as well in the IT side, and we have several RFPs actually that we responded as we speak. Even last week itself, we had submitted over $1 million worth of response to RFP, which we have chances of winning. And there are quite a few that are ongoing sales efforts, which we believe there's an opportunity to win, and then we continue to maintain or grow our top line as well as bottom line.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir, for so much great effort explaining. And
one more thing, just to add to your thing, right? Most of our the way we build our company, the way our revenues are recognize what you see is that most of the accounts that we have are continuous in nature. We have very little attrition in the clients, or no attrition at all, unless they are typically going out of the business. So sustainable revenue is what it is, and quarter on quarter, very rarely we see that drop in revenue.
Our
clients are usually long term nature.
Most of the clients are long term, and the revenue growth is sustainable.
We sign most of our accounts that we are signing services with. We sign a 3-year contract, but we only recognize when we do get the revenue. So that's what you see. But most of our accounts are long term in nature.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All the best, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Divya Mehta from Nine River Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, madam.
Thank you for the opportunity. Continuing on the same question that previous participants were asking. The recent, your press release on the new significant win of 7 to 10 million in 5 years IT modernization project in US, could you share some scope, timelines, or strategic impact of this engagement, and what could be this?
Yes.
You can see forward.
So yes, so the client itself, we as a contractual obligation can't reveal the name of the client as an agreement that we signed with them. But this win is they have issued a blanket purchase order for our company with six other companies with multiple $1 million of worth of thing, and in our contract, particularly they are shown $5+ million or whatever that amount we shared on the news release, right? As part of a blanket PO with the first win, just happened last week, which we shared, and then the actual work has started this Monday, 2 days back. And then we believe that we continue to see these opportunities coming up in this contract as per the blanket PO, and we believe that we will continue to win on an ongoing basis for that. And then not only that, with this win, it gives us an opportunity to get the reference that we are looking in the government sector, which we haven't been doing it in the last several years. Our focus has been, as I said, private sector only, but now with this win, we are approaching all the similar businesses in the government with state and federal level to be able to enhance our support for these kind of projects, transformation, which we believe that we, with the given success, we will be able to win more on those opportunities.
Sir, one more on the new AI practice initiative.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of, how would this be contributing to our revenue growth in next 12 to 18 months?
Yes, we just started the head of the practice, even though we just appointed the AI head recently, but we have been working on AI initiatives for the last several months, but not as a dedicated, with a dedicated head. We actually, as we speak, last this Monday itself, we submitted our $1 million plus AI RFP response to an existing customer that we believe that there are chances of winning, as well as we believe that this AI, over a period of next 12 months, we would see small wins, which that's our practice. And we want to get into that. We talk about the consulting side of AI and then slowly ramp up in trying to manage. But we believe that the effort that we are doing may take, as I said, 8 to 12 months to be able to see the results on the revenue. But that's where how we want to see the future of our company, both AI and digital transformation world.
Okay. Sir, one more question on the current geopolitical and regulatory factors ongoing, like US H-1B policy, then EU digital sovereignty initiatives. So how would will this impact us, or how would you see this shift?
Yes, so historically, right, our company in the beginning, several years back, we were more dependent on the visa-related business. What I would say, there are a lot of visa-based employees within the company. But right now, our revenue, started in 2016-18 time frame. Our focus has been mostly with less dependency on the H-1B or visa-related opportunities. So right now, when you look at it, our revenue in that segment is very less, and we have very less number of employees who are actually dependent on that. So irrespective of what happens in that immigration, the way we are, our business is structured right now, we are mainly focused on delivering our services through offshore teams in India, and then on-site consulting, more non-H-1B dependent related consulting. So we believe that that's not going to affect much on us. Definitely within the last several years, we didn't bring anybody to US based on these immigration people, H-1B dependent employees. So we believe that that's effect of that for our company is going to be very minimal.
Okay. Sir, I read in your Q1 press release, you were planning to acquire any new company, or we were looking for any acquisition.
Yes.
Growing business, right, we definitely have plans, and we are always in the lookout for acquisitions, as we disclosed earlier, and then we have opportunities to send like letter of intents when we find the right company, and we continue to do that, and then whether it turns out to be a closed acquisition or not, but we are lookout, and even as we speak, we are in the process of looking out for acquisitions, and either could be, but our acquisition strategy is not just it has to fit in either geographic or some kind of way, it has to blend it into our company, either complement our services, the acquisition. Those are the ways that we are looking. We are definitely looking in other countries like Europe and other Australia, other things, when we find the right company at the right price tag. And within India also, we are looking at right companies to acquire, to grow our revenue top line as well as bottom line. And that's going to be a continuous strategy for us.
Okay, sir. Understood. Thank you, sir, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you, madam.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. As there are no further questions, on behalf of XT Global Infotech Limited, I conclude this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.